Good morning. It is 7:47. Current temp is 24 degrees. Randy Nagabauer on the line from Dallas, Texas, here at a meeting this morning. It's, I guess, a meeting about navigators and security fraud, et cetera.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, that should be interesting. Who are all the players in this meeting?
Well, Darrell Issa, of course, is the chairman of the Oversight Committee in Congress, and so he decided to, you know, take some of these hearings that we've been having on Obamacare around the country and agreed to bring one to Texas. And so today here, and there'll also be some of the Dallas members of Congress, as well as Chairman Issa, and myself and a couple of other members from around the state. And so we'll be having this hearing to, you know, shine some light on a very troubling issue.
Okay. We've also, there's a skillet on the back burner of the stove, and the bacon's on still on the fire, and it's burning. It's called the Farm Bill. Okay. But we're looking for, I guess, a 30-day extension that would take us to the end of January, and in the stories published, it says that it will not be debated in the Senate, period. What does this mean? Does this mean that it's going to get a rubber stamp, or are we just out of here?
Well, you know, talking about that bacon on the stove, it's getting pretty crisp. And but the good news is that it's cooking, and I think we're making a lot of progress. We made a lot of progress, I think, this past week. But we in the House we passed a one month extension, and sent that over to the Senate. And actually passed in the House on a voice vote. Senator Reid has said he's not even going to bring that piece of legislation up. Said he doesn't want a 1 month extension. He wants to, you know, get a 5-year bill. Well, I'm with him. But one of the things that, you know, some people are concerned about is if that creates a little bit of disruption here before we can actually, you know, get a full 5-year farm bill passed.
Yeah, what do you realistically think it is going to take to, you know, get them to play ball?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think one of the things that I talked to Chairman Lucas before we adjourned this past week, and, you know, we had a meeting of all the conferees, Republican conferees, and, you know, I think we're encouraged with the progress we made. And so one of the discussion was is that the first week January that we might, you know, have a 3-day conference committee all day long. And so that means that we're, you know, would sit down and try to hash out the final pieces of this legislation that are different between the House and Senate version. And then hopefully get that conference report to the House and Senate and get them to pass it and get the president to sign it. It'll take some time to do that, Tom. And, you know, obviously that's the process will take some time. And so that was one of the reasons that the House sent a 1 month extension over.
All right. Is there anything, any figures or any other any other cuts or things relative the SNAP program that you're looking to be incorporated into this?
Well, I think one of the things that you know, and when we talk about cuts, you know, we have to be careful here because, you know, we've talked about this on the program, and Laura brings up the point, you know, we shouldn't be taking you know, food away from people that need it. And we're not talking about taking things away from people that need it. What we're doing is talking about people, you know, that may not actually qualify that are on these programs. And so a lot of the policy that's being discussed right now is more about, you know, eliginability, you know, eliminating the programs where you get automatic eligibility and making sure, for example, that able-bodied people that, you know, they're looking for work is at the same time they're on food stamps. So I think a lot of those policy issues, you know, what they end up scoring, we'll have to see. But I think more importantly is the policy is extremely important.
Right. Okay, 7:51, good morning. Congressman Randy Nagabauer back with Collins and Mack here in just a few moments. Good morning. It's 7:55 with Tom and Laura, Lubbock's First News. Randy Nagabauer on the line. But here we are. We're headed towards the middle of January after the first of the year, and we have no budget. What is going on?
Well, the House passed their budget last week. Unfortunately, it was a budget that I couldn't support because it basically it increased the deficit. Now that budget agreement goes over to the Senate. Tom, the problem I had with the budget we had last week is the same old thing of we spend money today and promise to save it later. And problem is we didn't save it later, and that's how we get to $17 trillion in debt. And so to me, it was just not a piece of legislation that's in the best interest of our country, and so I couldn't support it.
Yeah, I get it. And I know that there's been a lot of, dissension on the conservative side of the aisle, but there's also been some on the more liberal and progressive side of the aisle, because the thing is there are some people that are kind of figuring out that you cannot just keep writing checks and keep boosting the credit limit on your card. We've got Carl back on the line with a question for you, Congressman. Carl, you're on.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, I heard this weekend that over 1,000 people who had just visited the website for the Affordable Care Act and hadn't been accepted but were drafted $800 and unable to get a hold of anybody. Have you heard about that?
Hey, Carl, just a moment. We accidentally dropped Congressman Nagebauer's phone call.
Okay.
So we will get you to ask him that question when he reestablishes contact. Hold on just one moment, okay?
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
I think he's going to be here now. Yeah, hold on just a minute.
Yeah.
All right, Congressman, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, hold on just one moment. Let's go back to Carl. Carl, ask that question one more time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I heard this weekend, Congressman, that over 1,000 people who had visited the website for the Affordable Care Act and have not been accepted yet, but their accounts were drafted over $800. Have you heard that?
Yes, I did. I saw that story this morning. I think that's just the frustrating thing about this thing is this administration will not hit the pause button and realize that this is a very flawed situation. And we got people losing their health care, people that thought they signed up, aren't signed up, people debiting their account, their identity getting stolen, not being able to see the doctor that they've been seeing for a number of years. I mean, the whole thing is just daily is we find out how this is not working for the American people.
Yeah, that's a tragedy. We're getting the cart before the horse there. Basically, I think what it is, Carl, is I think the problem that we have here is whenever you try and rush into something, it costs you more. It costs you more money, and more mistakes are made. We're just about out of time, but thanks for your call, man. I appreciate
y'all
it.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Hey, Congressman, excuse me. Hope you guys have a productive meeting and can get some of the wrinkles ironed out of this thing in Dallas today. Thanks for calling in and being with us.
You bet. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.